From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Mid-afternoon in Japan, a massive earthquake off the north coast triggered a chain reaction of havoc. Fires are raging across Tokyo. A tsunami has engulfed the Horn area of Japan's northeast. A refinery fire is burning out of control north of Tokyo, and Japanese authorities are beginning to report fatalities. We get more from Louisa Lim in Beijing.
The U.S. Geological Survey now says the quake measured 8.9. Pictures from Japanese television have shown a devastating 30-foot wall of water hitting the port of Sendai in Miyagi Prefecture, northern Japan, carrying houses, cars and boats along with it. The airport in Sendai is partially submerged with people clambering onto the roofs. Japan's Prime Minister, Naoto Kan, has appealed for public calm and asked people to help each other. The Defense Ministry has scrambled military aircraft to assess the damage and is sending troops to the quake-hit area. In Tokyo, the airports have been shut, public transport has closed down, and 4 million homes left without power. A tsunami warning has now been widened to cover Hawaii as well as New Zealand, Mexico, and Central America. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
At this hour, a tsunami due to hit Guam within 9 minutes. That's where we find Robert Wong of member station KPRG.
The government, first of all, has closed off all the beaches, and they have initiated evacuation warnings around 50 feet sea level to 100 feet sea level. And as Guam calls it, the hotel road area, which is near the coastline where all the hotels are located, they have been evacuated and they are already moving to higher ground. The tsunami is expected to hit at 7:09 p.m. local time. Most people are not necessarily near the water to begin with. However, the residents are evacuating to higher ground.
Reporter Robert Wong in Guam. In the Philippines, a tsunami wave of as much as 3 feet expected in about 2 hours. Emergency evacuations ordered for coastal areas. Correspondent Simone Orendine has details.
Seismologists in the Philippines say anyone in the 19 coastal provinces who is near the beach or on lowland should get to higher ground. The alert level is one step away from a call for a forced evacuation in the affected areas. The Volcanic and Seismology Office expects waves to rise by more than 3 feet of their usual heights. The Philippine Coast Guard has issued a warning to all vessels, large and small, to clear out of the coastal waters of the Pacific Ocean. The head of the country's National Disaster Council says the military is on standby with army units to help shuttle people if a forced evacuation is called. For NPR News, I'm Simone Orendine in Manila.
With a tsunami warning, evacuations are now underway in Hawaii. There's a tsunami watch for California, Oregon, Washington State, Alaska, and British Columbia. This is NPR News. In heavy fighting in the Libyan oil port of Ras Lanuf, rebels have been very much under siege by Gaddafi loyalists, with their march toward Tripoli stalled by these attacks. Meanwhile, Barry Schwein reports that in response to the crisis in Libya, the Obama administration is taking only limited non-military steps for now.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will meet with Libyan opposition figures in Washington, Tunisia, and Egypt. She is warning of tough actions ahead, but says the U.S. wants to bring the international community along, not get far ahead of it. Choosing a small step for now, the U.S. is breaking relations with the Libyan embassy, but not the Libyan government. Clinton reminded members of the House Budget Committee at a hearing that Gaddafi has chemical weapons and other nasty stuff, as she put it. She also defended the pace of the administration's moves, saying, if this were easy, we would have already done it. For NPR News, I'm Barry Schwein in Washington.
Financial news. Before the earthquake struck, Japan's Nikkei average closed down 1.7%. That benchmark was lower throughout the day on worries about the Middle East. Recapping the top story, an 8.9 magnitude earthquake struck off the north coast of Japan around 2:46 a.m. Eastern Time. Japanese authorities say this is the largest earthquake on record in Japan since record-keeping began 144 years ago. There is a tsunami watch for California, Oregon, Washington State, Alaska, and British Columbia. Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.